welcome to the fourth episode of the Stories of India. Sorry to make you guys wait for so long. Writing the script takes a bit of a time. In this episode, we will talk about the great sages of India who left worldly desires and sought to find God. This episode was made by Anchor. Anchor is a free website and app where you can make your own podcast, distribute it, add music, audio recordings, and sound effects for free. If you want to make a podcast, please use this website and app. And no, I do not get paid for the Anchor intro. I'm just trying to encourage people to try a great source, which is available for free. The first sage we are going to listen about is Rishi Vishwamitra. Long, long ago, King Vishwamitra was going to meet the hermitage of the great Rishi or sage Vasishta with his huge army and his 100 sons. When Vishwamitra arrived there, he paid his respects by touching Vasishta's feet. Vasishta blessed him and said, "Welcome, O king. I insist that you become guests at my feast." Vishwamitra agreed, and Vasishta called his favorite cow, the wish-fulfilling Kamadhenu. Vasishta said to Kamadhenu, "Dear Kamadhenu, please provide the king and his guests with a feast." As soon as Vasishta uttered these words, Kamadhenu produced delicious food. When Vasishta and his entourage finished their meal, they were famished by the food Kamadhenu produced. Vishwamitra said to Vasishta, "O sage, Kamadhenu is a jewel, and jewels belong to the king. I would like you to give her to me, but don't worry, I will give you 100 fat cows that will produce milk." Vasishta turned down the offer and said, "O king, thank you for your proposal, but I cannot part with Kamadhenu." Vishwamitra kept on increasing his offer, but Vasishta turned down all the offers. Vishwamitra realized he had to change his strategy. He called all his men and said, "Capture the sage's cow!" Vishwamitra's men ran towards Kamadhenu to catch her, but Kamadhenu fled and ran to Vasishta. She pleaded with Vasishta to help her. With one syllable, Vasishta burned down Vishwamitra's army and his 100 sons. Vishwamitra ran away to his kingdom and decided he would meditate to please Lord Shiva and get a boon or a wish from him. Vishwamitra left his kingdom in the hands of his ministers and he went to the mountains. For many months, Vishwamitra meditated to please Lord Shiva. Shiva was pleased by his strict penance and said, "Vishwamitra, for your strict meditation, ask anything you want and I will give it to you." Vishwamitra said, "Lord, please give me the knowledge of all the weapons and warfare." Shiva granted his wish and disappeared. After Shiva left, Vishwamitra triumphantly walked to Vasishta's hermitage. As soon as the hermitage was clearly seen by Vishwamitra, he fired flaming missiles at the hermitage and set it on fire. The hermits ran helter-skelter to get away from the fire. Vasishta soon came out and said, "You evil king, I shall kill you for destroying my dear hermitage." Vishwamitra didn't bother to listen to Vasishta's words. He hurled many fierce weapons and missiles at Vasishta, but all of them failed. Then he sent out his most powerful weapon, the Brahmastra, but that failed to hurt Vasishta. Vishwamitra realized that our material possessions were just illusions and had to achieve the state of the Brahmarishi, the highest rank a sage can reach. With his wife and sons, he meditated for many years. Finally, Lord Brahma, the creator, came up to him and said, "Vishwamitra, you have pleased me with your meditation. For this, I grant you the status of a Rajarishi, the greatest sage amongst kings." Vishwamitra was not pleased with Brahma's gift of a rank of Rajarishi, but he continued his meditation. Around that time, a king named Trishanku wanted to go to heaven in his mortal body. In other words, he wanted to go to heaven without dying. He asked Vasishta for his help, but he refused. Then Trishanku asked Vasishta's sons for his help, but they refused as well. Trishanku asked if they knew another sage that could help him. Angered by his adamant behavior, the sons cursed him that he would become an outcast. At that moment, Trishanku remembered Vishwamitra and he ran to him for his help. After Trishanku told the story, Vishwamitra said to his sons and disciples, "Invite all the learned and pious people to the sacrifice. Also make the arrangements for the sacrifice as well." The sons and disciples immediately rushed off to make the necessary arrangements. When they returned, some disciples that went to Vasishta's hermitage said that Vasishta and his sons wouldn't come, because when they would attend a sacrifice made for an outcast, they would become unclean. Vishwamitra ignored the message and proceeded with his duties as the main priest. Finally, the time for the great sacrifice came. The sages and Vishwamitra sat around the holy fire while chanting mantras and putting sacred offerings in the fire. Vishwamitra said, "O gods, please accept this king's desire to go to heaven and his mortal body." Vishwamitra waited for a while, but nothing happened. Enraged, Vishwamitra said to Trishanku, "With my spiritual powers, I shall raise you up to the heavens." As soon as Vishwamitra uttered these words, Trishanku raced up to the heavens. But as he approached it, Indra, the king of the gods, barred his entry and threw him down to the ground. To save Trishanku, Vishwamitra created the 7 planets, or the Saptarishis, and the 27 stars. But he was still not satisfied. He decided to hurl Indra out of heaven and make Trishanku the king of the heavens. When Indra and the other gods knew of his plan, they begged for mercy and asked him how they could give a cursed man a place in heaven. Vishwamitra humbled them, but at the assurance of the state of Trishanku's heaven, the Saptarishis, and the 27 stars, as long as Indra's heaven existed. The gods left and thought, when Vishwamitra humbled them at the status of a Rajarishi, how would he humble them at the status of a Brahmarishi? From that day onwards, Indra and the other gods began to scheme up plans to distract Vishwamitra from his meditation. Vishwamitra decided, since he had wasted all his spiritual energy to lift Trishanku and create the Saptarishis, he left his ashram, disciples, wife, and sons, and went to the west to meditate alone. Around that time, the king of Ayodhya, Ambarisha, had decided to perform a sacrifice that would declare him the emperor of the world. First, a sacrificial horse was to roam around the earth. Wherever the horse went, Ambarisha would become the emperor. Aware of the consequences, Lord Indra stole the cow so Ambarisha would not become stronger than him. Ambarisha searched far and near for the horse, but he couldn't find it. The priest gave an alternative. He said, "You have to sacrifice a human. If you do not, great harm and disaster will befall you and your kingdom." Ambarisha went to many houses, but all of them refused. But when he reached the hermitage of Rishi Rijik, the son of Rijik, who had the most middle age, came up to him and said, "O king, in turn for 1,000 cows, please take me and sacrifice me to complete the sacrifice for King Ambarisha." Ambarisha agreed to the proposal and gave Rijik and his wife 100,000 cows that should give milk and took Ambarisha to Ayodhya. During the trip back, Ambarisha stopped at the hermitage of Vishwamitra to take rest. While Shunshipa was roaming around the hermitage, he recognized Vishwamitra to be his distant uncle. He bowed down to him and said, "Oh uncle, please protect me. At the sacrifice in Ayodhya, I will be killed. Please save me." Vishwamitra felt bad for him and gave him 2 mantras that gave him a long life. When Shunshipa was taken to Ayodhya at the sacrificial grounds, he recited the mantra and Lord Indra granted him a long life. Vishwamitra was disappointed. When he gave Ambarisha the mantra, he finished all of his spiritual power. One day, Vishwamitra was meditating, he saw the beautiful Apsara, or celestial maiden Menaka, and fell in love. He declared his love to her and started to live with her. After a few years, Vishwamitra realized that Indra had sent Menaka to distract him from his meditation. He said to Menaka, who was trembling in fear, "May you go back to Indra's court." Menaka left, and Vishwamitra once again resumed his meditation. After some time, Brahma appeared before Vishwamitra and said, "Vishwamitra, you have pleased me with your worship. For this, I grant you the rank of a Maharishi, the 2nd rank of the Rishis." Vishwamitra said, "For my hard work and penance, I only get the Maharishi rank?" Brahma said, "You have not mastered your senses. Master them, and I will grant you your wish." Saying so, Brahma disappeared. As per Brahma's advice, Vishwamitra decided to focus on his senses. He stood along a blazing fire and inside a cold river and continued his penances. But Indra did still not give up. He sent the Apsara Rambha to distract Vishwamitra near a blazing fire. As Rambha approached him, Vishwamitra realized his trick played by Indra and cursed Rambha. He yelled, "Ramba, you have displeased me. For this, I curse you. You will turn into a rock for 10,000 years until a Brahmin comes and delivers you." Saying so, Vishwamitra stormed away. Since he spent all of his spiritual power in cursing Ramba, Vishwamitra vowed that he would not speak, eat, or drink before he mastered his senses. He continued his meditation as per his vow, but Indra was adamant. Just as Vishwamitra was about to break his fast, Indra, in the disguise of a Brahmin, came up to him and said, "Sir, I have nothing to eat. Please provide me with some food." Vishwamitra felt bad for the man and gave him all his food. But still, Vishwamitra continued his meditation and did not break his vow. At one time, it went until that extent where Vishwamitra was meditating, you could see flames of fire spreading all around the place and smoke was almost covering the earth. The gods in heaven were worried about the consequences and ran to Brahma for his help. They said, "O creator of the world, please save us. Vishwamitra's penances are causing great harm. Please find any way that you can stop him." Brahma said, "If I give him the rank of a Brahmarishi, he will stop." Indra was in a dilemma. If he agreed, Vishwamitra might become more powerful than him. But if he didn't agree, Vishwamitra's penances would have grave consequences. But Indra agreed, and along with Brahma and the other gods, he went to Vishwamitra to declare him as a Brahmarishi. After the declaration was made, Vishwamitra said to Brahma, "Please call Vasishta and let him know of my current status." After Vasishta arrived, the two great sages met. Hello, and thank you for listening to the fourth episode of the Stories of India. This episode, we covered Rishi Vishwamitra's story of one of the great sages we are fortunate to have in this world. His penances have impacted lots of lives. And in the next episode, we're going to continue listening about great sages whose penances and hard work have impacted many lives. So stay tuned for the next episode and stay tuned to the Stories of India. Bye!